It's about 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is a Monday evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Also with me during this hour, my colleagues and co-producers of the program, Christina Thomas and Antoinette Grajeda. This is a special week at KUAF. It's the spring fundraiser. And though we've sent our phone volunteers home for the evening, there is still a way that you can make your contribution to KUAF right now. You can do so quickly and quietly and securely at our website, supportkuaf.com. Support comes from listeners of KUAF who contribute their financial gifts because they know, like you know, that without our listener contributions, we would be unable to keep bringing you the programs like Fresh Air or Ozarks at Large. One of the things we're happiest about with the daily edition of Ozarks at Large, now about 2.5 months since we've been doing this, is the expanded coverage we can give you throughout the week of legislative issues, things that are taking place, being debated at the state capitol, whether it's expanded Medicaid, whether it's the environment, whether it's guns on university campuses in Arkansas. We've been able to bring you detailed conversations with lawmakers on both sides of the issue and talk to others about what proposed legislation might mean. If you appreciate expanded legislative coverage, as well as expanded coverage from throughout your region, your hometown, every day on KUAF, please know that we can only do it, continue to do it, with your support. And you can support us right now online at supportkuaf.com. We thank you very much for your financial support. And ahead on tonight's edition of Ozarks at Large, a conversation with Dave Barry, the Pulitzer Prize winner, will be at the Fayetteville Public Library later this month. In just a moment, Antoinette Grajeda will talk with Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers about some things that are coming up in the next 48 hours or so. Speaking of events coming up, Eureka House Concerts will present Small Potatoes Sunday. The energetic Chicago duo has been entertaining audiences for about 20 years. Their music covers everything from Celtic to cowboy. Doors will open at 5 Sunday evening for a meet-and-greet potluck. The music will start an hour later at 6. For more information, you can call 244-0123 or eurekahouseconcerts.com. And the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality will hold a public meeting Wednesday, May 8th at 6 p.m. in Jasper. The idea is to discuss the proposed farming near the Buffalo National River area. It will take place in the Carroll Electric Building. For more information, buffaloriveralliance.org. This is a Monday night edition of Ozarks at Large. I now turn it over to my colleague Antoinette Grajeda.
Thanks, Kyle. Joining me now, as she does most days, Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, here to tell us about some entertainment.
Tomorrow at 6:30, that guy, Kyle Kellums, is going to be the MC for another Theater Squared Artists Forum. This time they'll be talking about Next to Normal, the play that's coming up this month, and that happens at the Fayetteville Public Library. You might have heard of the performers that will be at the Walton Arts Center tomorrow night. A little group called Cool and the Gang.
I think I've heard of them.
Okay, maybe Antoinette hasn't heard of them.
I've heard of them.
Old people like me have heard of them. You might remember songs like Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
They are performing at 7:30 Tuesday at the Art Center as headliner of the Washington Regional Foundation Gala. Tickets are $75, but include all sort of coolness besides the concert. And you can find out more at 443-5600.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.